How's the off season been? How are you trying to follow up, you know, the spectacular season from last year?
Last year. This is a totally different year. My goal is, you know, just come out here, be the best teammate I can possibly be. And I just come out here and just work every day. It's going to pay off on its own.
What are some of the changes the offense can make to, you know, maybe improve things in the red zone and, score some more points out there?
It's all about communication. And this is Kyle's second year and I second year in the offense. And everybody's, you know, with Matt, myself, you know, taking leadership. We got Alex Mack now down there on the offensive line. All of us, you know, being the leaders that we are and knowing the scheme and the offense where we want to go, it's all about communication and bringing those younger guys with us.
Has it been retrofitted a little bit more to, you know, with hot routes and things that you all are used to and been able to execute in the past?
No, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just communication, man. We just got to get back to doing what we do. Doing what we do and understanding where Kyle want to go and want to take us.
You mentioned Alex Mack. What difference do you see right away from having him there?
Just the checks. You know, he knows all the checks. He's been in the offense forever. You know, he was with Kyle before Kyle got here. And now he can bring those younger guys, even the veteran guys on our line, he can kind of, make the calls for them so to make it more easier for them to go out there and do their job.
How much do you miss not having Roddy out here?
I miss Roddy a lot. You know, it's a business. Now the younger guys is more so like, you know, I'm the guy now to look up to and I'm willing to teach guys. I learned a lot from Roddy, you know, about being a great teammate, bringing other guys with you, bringing young guys with you and just showing them the right way to go out here and play the game of football.
You surprised he has been picked up?
Roddy, I'm very surprised, but, you know how it is in the NFL though. Guys kind of wait till the last minute to make that decision.
Another topic asked Matt about this. There's a couple of websites that have projected point spreads for next year already. I know you guys don't get into that, but they only have you guys favored in like two or three games next year. Any thoughts on that and low expectations that the outside people seem to have?
None. I have nothing to say towards that. I don't read any newspapers, websites, whatever it is. We're going to go out there. We're going to do what we do.
After looking at video during the offseason or what have you, in what ways are you hoping to maybe make a bigger impact in the second year in this offense?
Like I said, it's just communication. You know, that's my thing is I'm going to demand, you know, that double coverage. You know, guys are going to kind of favor me, but it's my job and my ability to go out there and be in shape to be able to, you know, pull coverages and go full speed every play. Doesn't matter if they're going to roll coverage to me, I'm going to go out there and play hard and be the assist man.
What do you think people don't realize about your team?
About our team?
Yeah.
My bad. It doesn't matter what people think about our team. You know, I don't care what people think. You know, we got to stay tight here in our organization. I mean, our whole family here, the Atlanta Falcons. We got to stay tight. We got to do what we do. We come to work every day. Nobody sees what we do here. You know, it's on us to come to work every day and just prove people wrong.
I mean, do you think you guys aren't getting credit for something, whether talent level or scheme or anything like that?
I mean, it's not even about that. Like I said, we don't care about credit, this and that. You know, we'll see this year. So we just coming to work, working hard every day and just trying to be the best we can possibly be.
How's Muhammad fitting into the offense? You know, he's going to be expected to pick up some of the slack.
Mm-hmm. Sanu, he's another guy. He's just not like, so much pressure on me, you know, the expectations. I got to come in here. I got to pick up slack. He didn't hit the ground running from day one. Been making great plays, great finishes, very explosive, has great hands, and he's going to be a great weapon for us.
And Justin, how's he doing? I know you've been working with him a little bit on some stuff. How's that been?
Great. You know, Hardy, he's very teachable. He's going to make great plays for us this upcoming season. And, it's just all about maturity and the experience. He's year into. So now he's getting that experience under his belt, and also just the coaching moments out here with him on the field, just showing him how to be aggressive in different situations, how to attack the ball, and don't let the play be bigger than you.
What do you think about his one-handed catch up?
I can't.
The one-handed catch, did you see his catch?
Oh, yeah. That was a great catch. But, it's routine for him. He got to feel like it's routine to him.
Kyle said that he was open to input from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Have you expressed anything that you said to him, like, hey, you know what, maybe we can do something this way, this drill, this, you know? Have you made any suggestions to him?
Yes, I sat down with Kyle, you know, all of us. You know, Kyle sat us down probably one by one and then talked to us as a whole. But his biggest thing is communication. You know, we was everywhere. Our job is to make sure we're on the same page with the quarterbacks, because, you know, Kyle, he coaching the quarterback. He coaching all of us, but if he's telling the quarterback one thing and then our receiver coach telling us another thing, we're going to kind of be off, you know. And then we're going out here, we're executing properly, we're doing the right things, but if the quarterback off and we off, because we got to go out there and make it come to life. And that's what we just got to do a better job of. And we just had another meeting here after practice, you know, it's just – quarterback, receivers, everybody. We just got to do a better job of communicating, seeing what the quarterback see on that play, mm-hmm. and we run the right route and the proper depth and everything else.
What about Raheem? What about adjusting to Raheem?
There's no need to adjust. Raheem, he came in there. He brings that defensive mindset to the room, because he sees things from a defensive perspective, and now he shows us like the way to attack defenses and, you know, what leverages we need to attack.
The communication thing, was that one of the problems you think that happened last year?
Definitely. I think that was our biggest thing, just communication. That's all.
Hey, Julio, Ben had mentioned how NFL teams are just constantly evolving. In what ways do you feel like, and I know it's early, you guys feel like that this offense will evolve in terms of how it looks to just the normal fan?
I don't know what Matt was talking about the NFL evolving, but I feel like we always had a great team here, and it looked great to me now. You know, we just got to do what we do.